He had not had time to practice vanishing spells, had not written a single dream in his dream diary, and had not finished the drawing of the bow truckle, nor had he written his essays. He skipped breakfast next morning to scribble down a couple of made-up dreams for divination their first lesson, and was surprised to find a disheveled Ron keeping him company. "How come you didn't do it last night?" Harry asked, as Ron stared wildly around the common room for inspiration. Ron, who had been fast asleep when Harry got back to the dormitory, muttered something about doing other stuff, bent low over his parchment, and scrawled a few words.
"That'll have to do," he said, slamming the diary shut. "I've said I dreamed I was buying a new pair of shoes. She can't make anything weird out of that, can she?"
They hurried off to North Tower together.
"How was detention with Umbridge, anyway? What did she make you do?"
Harry hesitated for a fraction of a second, then said, "Lines."
"That's not too bad then, eh?"
said Ron.
"Nope," said Harry. "Hey, I forgot. Did she let you off for Friday?"
"No," said Harry. Ron groaned sympathetically. It was another bad day for Harry. He was one of the worst in transfiguration, not having practiced vanishing spells at all. He had to give up his lunch hour to complete the picture of the bow truckle, and, meanwhile, Professors McGonagall, Grubbly, Plank, and Sinistra gave them yet more homework, which he had no prospect of finishing that evening because of his second detention with Umbridge. To cap it all, Angelina Johnson tracked him down at dinner again, and, on learning that he would not be able to attend Friday's keeper tryouts, told him she was not at all impressed by his attitude, and that she expected players who wished to remain on the team to put training before their other commitments.
"I'm in detention!"
Harry yelled after her as she stalked away.
"Do you think I'd rather be stuck in a room with that old toad or playing Quidditch?" "At least it's only lines,"
said Hermione consolingly, as Harry sank back onto his bench and looked down at his steak and kidney pie, which he no longer fancied very much.
"It's not as if it's a dreadful punishment, really."
Harry opened his mouth, closed it again, and nodded. He was not really sure why he was not telling Ron and Hermione exactly what was happening in Umbridge's room. He only knew that he did not want to see their looks of horror. That would make the whole thing seem worse, and therefore more difficult to face. He also felt dimly that this was between himself and Umbridge, a private battle of wills, and he was not going to give her the satisfaction of hearing that he had complained about it.
"I can't believe how much homework we've got," said Ron miserably. "Well, why didn't you do any last night?"
Hermione asked him.
"Where were you anyway?"
I fancied a walk," said Ron shiftily. Harry had the distinct impression that he was not alone in concealing things at the moment.